We responded to a suspicious person call, somebody up on the roof. When our officers arrived, a subject was sitting on the ledge, appearing as he may try to jump. Our officers, of course, we kind of cordoned off the area to divert traffic for safety for the pedestrians and traffic in the area. Then we called in our negotiators as well as Chapel Hill PD's negotiators to kind of defuse the situation. We also utilized Cary PD's negotiating team to help resolve the incident. After numerous hours of talking with the subject that was on the ledge, they were able to successfully get him down off the ledge and ended the situation in the best way possible.
Will the man's identity be released at any point?
Not at this point, just out of respect for him.
So what can you tell me about the details of the negotiation itself? Do you know what they talked about exactly?
They just talked about him, just general stuff, why he was doing this, things that he wanted, and they just kept an open dialogue to the point where they were able to resolve the situation.
And how exactly was the situation resolved? We got a report that someone had seen an officer physically grabbing the individual.
We did have several officers up there in close proximity, and they were just able to get them off the ledge successfully.
And we were curious about why the process took as long as it did. We had a couple people on Twitter who said, well, never heard of it taking this long before. And obviously we don't know anything about police strategy in a case like this. But can you tell us a little bit about the process and the time frame?
Well, this is the first time we've had a situation that I'm aware of in Carrboro like this. And time is on our side, and I think we owe it to everybody's effort to take our time in dealing with situations like this so they can end as they did today successfully. You don't want to rush this. You may provoke the subject into action that may not be good. It just takes time, and we were willing to give the time it needed, and luckily we came up with this outcome.
It was a pretty well-coordinated effort. Did you get cooperation from residents and businesses on the ground in the area?
Cooperation with a firm. All the Chapel Hill PD, Carrboro PD, Carrboro Fire, Cary PD, our Public Works Department, all the local businesses along East Main Street, they were very patient with us. I know their business was hurt with the diverting the traffic, but they understood the situation and that it had to be done. The Hickory Tavern assisted us with providing food for our officers as well, and the Hampton Inn assisted us with providing us rooms so we could work out of.